Toronto has added another first to its list. This weekend, the city will host the Open Minds Expo. It's the first ever consumer show for psychedelic therapy with a goal to educate the public about the potential of psychedelic therapies. And to understand more, because I know almost nothing about this, I'm joined by John Kamen, who's the founder and CEO of the Open Minds Expo. Welcome to the Afternoon Express, John.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start by, if you could tell us what the term psychedelic therapies means.
Sure. Yeah, it means a lot of different things to different people. So psychedelics is a broad categorization of substances, right? Most of them illegal in Canada, but not all. Some of them are not technically psychedelics. So ketamine, for example, is a dissociative and not technically a psychedelic. But when married with integration therapy, so that's, you know, sort of different forms of talk therapy, they all sort of combine to create a really powerful approach to solving different mental health issues that somebody might be having.
To sum it up, you would say it's a combination of some kind of a...
some sort of substance which is psychoactive,
right,
on your brain, and therapists working with you to try to unpack what you've learned.
Okay. Obviously, a need for this expo as we all try to follow along with you.
Yeah.
What will people get a chance to see and hear if they go?
Yeah, we've got a tremendous amount of programming. So the idea behind the expo is that you get to talk to the practitioners. So whether it's a therapist working right here in Southern Ontario, whether it's a psychedelic retreat operating in Costa Rica or Peru, you're going to get to speak to people from across the ecosystem to really understand what they do, how they actually act, you know, with either a substance or with you after you've, you know, worked with a substance to get you the healing that you need. Everybody does it a little bit differently, and I think that's one of the most important things that people will learn as they go through this, is that it is complicated subject matter. It definitely is. There's a lot of different approaches to how people are working with psychedelics to help with mental health conditions, and it's really up to the person to try to do their own research and meet as many people in this ecosystem as they can.
And what about the science behind it? Because there will be a lot of people, and I think I'm probably in this category, where I want to know that science has taken a look at it and there's actual data that shows that it can work.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of research going on around the world right now in some of the leading medical institutions in the world, in some of the leading journals. I'd characterize it this way. It's still early days. There's nothing that I would say is absolutely definitive, but the data that's been produced, and it really doesn't matter which psychedelic compound you look at, they all seem to have efficacy in the same way for a whole different range of mental health conditions.
I'm talking to John Kamen. He's the founder and CEO of the Open Minds Expo. We're talking about the event taking place this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, right here in Toronto. Who should be going to this expo?
The people that we're trying to reach, it really is the everyday consumer. I think that for a lot of people, particularly coming out of COVID, you know, mental health concerns have really sort of come to the fore of the public imagination. Everybody's been dealing with various forms of trauma, whether it was inspired by COVID or before. And so I think there's applicability for everybody. I mean, psychedelic therapy, if you, you know, when you start to really buy into the data and you really sort of do the research, it can help with all sorts of different types of depression and anxiety, addiction issues, PTSD. So there's a really broad range of mental health conditions that can be supported and helped. At the Open Minds Expo, you won't hear anybody encouraging you to consume illicit substances. That's not what the show is about. But definitely psychedelic therapy, you know, where talk therapy couldn't help enough or fast enough. What a psychedelic does is sort of grease the wheels in the brain and sort of allow you to access that trauma much more readily and much more deeply and work through it much more quickly.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's John Kamen. He's the founder and CEO of the Open Minds Expo that takes place this weekend, Saturday, June 1st and Sunday, June 2nd at the Symes venue in the Junction. And for more information, just go to openmindsexpo.com.